Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up in there. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get
what's up, people, man? I am a conqueror. You are a conqueror. We're all conquerors. And tonight we have these beautiful ladies live on the show. All these ladies are bosses, CEOs of their own businesses, and they're all conquerors. And everybody's gone through their own testimony, and they're all walk of faith. And tonight we're talking about the wellness in hip-hop. We have the beautiful TD Lovings in the building. She is a wellness advisor, and she has more information to talk to you about the 10th element of hip-hop, which is health and wellness. We also have Miss Soleil live in the building. It's Tanya Soleil Johnston in the building, and she's going to be talking to us about, you know, the vegan life. You know, some people get the misconception of what being a vegan is, and also she's a celebrity yoga instructor, and she's a badass when it comes to kicking butt in martial arts, and she's going to be talking to us about that, and also giving us about information about being holistic and different things that you can help yourself at home. And we have Miss CG live in the building from Jersey, doing her thing. She's a fitness instructor, and it's grown into definitely a big business for her, and she's doing amazing things and helping people. She's changing fitness into more of a dance thing to get you involved and get you active. And we have these beautiful ladies live on the line. Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Hey.
Doing great.
How you doing? And, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you guys live on the show. You know, I love to bring you guys because everyone has their own specialty on what they're doing. So I'm going to go one by one and just, you know, chime you in so you guys can give a synopsis of what you do. And all of them have ties in the hip-hop community because we lost Fife Dog not too long ago from diabetes. We lost many of people from different incidences because of health, and, you know, people are not being aware of stuff like that. So, Soleil, I want you to go ahead and, you know, tell the people about, you know, what you're doing and everything like that because, I mean, you have not aged at all. Like, you look beautiful. I mean, your secret, tell us.
Thank you. I have aged, but thank you. Definitely since my album was out in 99, but wow. Just, you know, basically what I'm doing now to keep it short and sweet is bringing health and wellness and the information about how to transition to a plant-based diet to the community and to our community that's overlooked in large part. So I'm doing that through teaching wellness workshops, through doing speaking engagements. I am opening a martial arts school. Will actually be open May 2nd in Lanham, Maryland. And so we'll be teaching yoga, martial arts, tai chi, kung fu, different wellness classes, definitely classes on how to transition to a plant-based lifestyle, classes on herbal medicine and how to use herbs to treat ailments. And so basically just getting the message out to the community that that the traditional medical paradigm that, you know, that we're used to takes this reductionist approach to treating illness and not treating people. So just giving people a whole different view of taking care of themselves from a holistic standpoint and using food as medicine, not just taking pills, taking drugs, being slave to the pharmaceutical industry, but taking their own health into their own hands, starting with what they put on their plates. And so in addition to that, teaching it from a yogic standpoint, because I'm a Jivamukti yoga teacher, I teach it from the standpoint of just living a compassionate lifestyle and starting with, you know, teaching your children from a young age that, can, you know, compassion can start with what you put on your plate. And when you, you know, when you educate people about the ills of animal agriculture and it's, you know, how detrimental it is to the environment, to our health, and to the animals themselves, it kind of opens people's eyes up to some people, at least, to being open to a different lifestyle that you may have been like, I didn't even know that existed. Like, really? So that's what I'm doing in a nutshell.
Definitely, and that's some amazing work she's doing. And TD, Ms. TD Lovett, yeah. Tell the people the synopsis of everything that you got going on.
Okay, well, I am actually a radio show host in Charlotte, North Carolina. The name of my show is Fresh Star Focus, which is on WGIV, The Soul of Charlotte. My background, I am certified as a holistic health counselor, and so I took that education and brought it to the air. So on my show is a wellness, a health and wellness radio show. So I get on the show and, you know, we talk about different health and wellness topics. The way I was trained in school, we deal with the mind, the body, and the spirit because they're not separated from each other. We are all, your body is a triune being, you know. And so I could say, for example, I could tell people drink water, eat greens all day, but if they don't know how to handle the stress in their life and the way they think, it doesn't matter what I tell them because that stress will eventually bring disease onto their body as well. So I try to tackle all of those areas of their experience on my show with the guests that I bring on and the information that I share. And so that's really what my show is. It's a vehicle. Ms. Soleil, I need to have you on my show, too.
To bring
that information, you know, to the public. And just awareness. Awareness is so important. And particularly you're talking about hip-hop. I'm part of the Hip Hop is Green organization. I'm actually co-producing the event here in Charlotte and will be in New York next week, Thursday and Friday, because on Thursday we are inducting health and wellness as the 10th element of hip hop. And this tour is going all over the country. Last year we went to 8 cities. This year we're up to about maybe 15 cities. And so just getting the word out that there is another way, just like the lovely Soleil said, you know, about food, you know, showing compassionate, I can't even get the words out, showing compassion on your plate, you know. And so I'm just happy to, you know, have this vehicle that I have as a radio show to, you know, to spread the word, and also being a part of such an amazing organization, Hip Hop is Green, where we're continuing getting that information out and reaching and touching the people, the children, and the families. And
definitely,
that's pretty much what I do.
And I'll be speaking at that event, the one in D.C. I just spoke to Keith yesterday, so, and I may be in New York Thursday for the event. So maybe if you're in New York, I'll get to meet you then. And if not,
I am. I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Awesome. That's funny because me and TD were talking about that the other day, talking about Soleil should be on it because that's her whole thing right there.
We sure did.
So I'm glad.
I connected with Keith, and I'll be there, and I'll be speaking at the DC event.
That is so awesome. And I just I did also want to share that I actually have a background. When I say I shouldn't say I have a background. When I was a younger woman, I was one of the original video girls back in the day in hip hop videos. before it got a little crazy. And so I've been on tour, I've been a hip-hop artist, so I've had that experience in the hip-hop world. And, you know, in my own family, which was deeply affected by a hip-hop legend, the late, great Heavy D, he is my cousin, and our family, you know, had a tremendous loss because we weren't expecting that due to, you know, what he was going through. He had a situation where he developed a pulmonary embolism on his flight back from London to Los Angeles, and which caused DVT, which is deep vein thrombosis, and which is a blood a fancy way of saying a, you know, blood clot.
Blood clot.
And it unfortunately took his life. And so I have a deep passion, you know, to bring health and wellness to the hip-hop community, because we're seeing too many people go. You know, just like you said early in the show, Fife went the other day, who I happen to know his parents. And then prior to that, DJ Cap died in February. And then you have here, I mean, he's not a hip-hop artist, but Doug Banks, who I grew up listening to on the radio, Doug Banks in the Morning, he just passed from diabetes, complications with diabetes a couple of days ago. So this is a real epidemic, and we have to do something. We cannot sit by and let all of these diseases run rampant amongst all people, but particularly the African-American community. We are disproportionately affected by these diseases, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, you know, stress at an all-time high, you know, because when anything happens in this country, it happens to us on a greater level. So so this is why it's important to do all of the people that are doing work. Soleil, myself, even the fitness instructor, what we're doing is doing something to really save people's lives. It's not just a cute thing to do. You know, being a vegan is just not a cute thing to do. Being a fitness instructor is not a cute thing to do. Even a holistic health counselor like myself, reality is that people are really being affected, and, you know, we are all agents of change, those of us who are willing to go out on the front line and do something.
Definitely. And, you know, also if you check out all these women, their skin is beautiful. I mean, they're keeping themselves up, you know, doing natural routines. And I'm telling you, the change in your lifestyle definitely shows in their face, because these women – I'm not even going to say their age, but they look like they're in their 20s. That's all I can say. They look like they're in their 20s. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, girl.
And I have Miss CG. She actually was part of my female empowerment group that we had years ago called Street Queens, the Movement. And she's out in Jersey. And she's deeply rooted in the hip-hop from her hip-hop magazine, A-Game Magazine, also Marlon and different things like that. But being a fitness trainer, she's definitely, you know, killing the market out there in Jersey. So, CG, tell the people what you're doing out there.
Hi, everyone. First of all, I'm so excited to be on this panel for a few different reasons, because I've always enjoyed dance. So what I do now, I'm a dance fitness instructor, so I've always had that passion behind dance. But I one of the things that I noticed is that I never knew how to eat correctly. So last year, I joined a local fit camp company, and I started attending fit camp, and I started, you know, learning the different things about meal prepping and how to eat and what to eat. And one of the things that I did not know, even when I thought that I was eating correctly, I didn't realize how much sugar I was taking in. So I had a very, very, very helpful guy that kind of broke down a lot of the things that I was eating and a lot of the things that I was doing wrong. When I wanted to lose weight, I would just dance for hours. And, you know, I would stop eating, or I would drink water, or I would do the crash diet, or I would do whatever the fad was at that time. And sometimes I saw the effects from it, but I always gained the weight back. So where I got into teaching my dance fitness class, I had moved to another location, and I wanted to dance. I stopped going to the club, so it was like I didn't really have that club environment anymore. So I said, this is going to be my outlet. So I got into the whole Zumba thing, but it just wasn't for me. So I decided that I wanted to do something that kind of spoke to me. So So I teach soca, hip-hop, every Caribbean-type dance. I do a combination of Ugandan music, and we incorporate house music. And we also do, you know, some Motown music and R&B. And what it is it's a dance fitness class, but I mix the dance with plyometric exercises. The plyometric exercises are those squats, and those high knees, those jumps, those things that people typically get scared when you say they have to do them, the burpees and everything like that. But we incorporate it into the dance so they don't really realize they're doing it, but they're getting an excellent workout. So I started this last year, and the class just grew and grew and grew. And this time I decided to branch out on my own and do my own, aside from the group that I was doing it with. So I'm launching on the 23rd of this month, and it's called Charged Up. And what Charged Up is, it's an amped up version of the class that I was teaching. And the theme is a fitness nightclub. So what we do is we have a live DJ. We turn the lights down. We have the club lights. I instruct them with the routines, and we basically lead them through the hour or 2 hours, whichever class we're doing, and just lead them with instructions there. They dance, they follow, they sweat. In our one-hour class, we reach up to 6,000 steps, which I think the default recommendation for some websites, they recommend 10,000 per day. So we're getting that in the one-hour class.
Wow,
and then we
that's
also,
a lot of steps.
It's a lot, yeah, 6,000 steps in the one-hour class. So we leave drenched, but the thing about it is we're having so much fun because it turns into the club vibe. So now with Charged Up, I'm doing a Charged Up tour where we're going to different locations and different facilities around the tri-state area and introducing the fitness nightclub to them. And they just enjoy it. They really, really, really love it because, you know, it becomes a club environment. It becomes becomes a fun atmosphere. And then we also do the weighings at the end where we can kind of tell you where your body fat, your muscle mass, your water intake, and we can tell you where all of that is as well. And then we also do the nutrition plan where I'm excited about this show because I just got finished doing a vegan cleanse, and I got to tell you, I did not know how hard it was. I got the vegan and vegetarian diets mixed up. So I'm like, can I have this? Can I not have that? Can I have this? But it required a lot of discipline. So I really, really, really commend, you know, Soleil and, you know, for following that lifestyle because it was 2 weeks and it was so hard for me. It was
wow.
so hard for me. Yeah, but I felt after the fourth day.
You felt better?
I felt so much energy. I felt a lot, like it's really something I can't put into words how the twist of my energy just changed. It just shifted after the fourth day, after I went through the whole, you know, withdrawal.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Definitely. But these wonderful ladies, like I said, call in at 347-826-7722, and we're talking about health and wellness in the hip-hop community. And all of you guys have your ties in hip-hop community. I mean, you have diabetes. We have I just had a hysterectomy. That's my testimony this past January. And, you know, I was dealing with fibroids, and a lot of us in our community are dealing with them, but we get it mixed up with hyperactive thyroid and things like that. And fibroid, for people that don't know, can be a benign tumor that could either be in the uterus, outside of the uterus, and it could be to the size of a basketball and make your abdomen look bigger than what it is. And, you know, you can do the removal. They have different steps you can take, but I've also heard that there's also holistic, you know, actions that you can take in order to deal with that. But it's a lot about the food intake also. They said that the people that are affected with fibroids are basically people that are at risk of it, people in that had pregnancies and family history of fibroids over the age of 30, African-American descent, and high body weight. But the thing about it is that, to me, I feel like, you know, why is it just targeting, you know, a lot of minorities? You know, is it what we're taking in? You know, I know, you know, vegans, they're totally against the, you know, the meat products and stuff. So does it have a lot of stuff to do with what we're eating, with what we're taking in? Is it just mostly the meat, or what is it? First, I want to go to...
Can I answer that one? Can I answer that one for you?
And can I help her?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Wow.
Both of you
I
guys,
mean,
if you guys can do that.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely is. It's the same as with the high rates of diabetes, heart disease, common Western cancers. The same reasons is because as a community, as a people, we tend to eat the same. And you can absolutely destroy a fibroid with food, and you can absolutely build one with what you put in your mouth, without a doubt, without having to get your womb snatched out. And it's done too much and too often when it can be reversed, when they can dissolve, when you can get rid of them without surgical means and without having your womb taken out. And when you eat things that feed a tumor are the same things that feed and fuel common Western cancers, that fuel heart disease. Heart disease is a disease of eating. It never needs to exist. I'm not talking about congenital heart issues that you're born with a hole in your heart, things like that, but I'm talking about heart attack, atherosclerosis, when you're talking about blocked arteries, but it doesn't need to exist, and it's completely a disease of eating. And the same with fibroids. You build a fibroid by eating animal products. That's including dairy. That's including any type of animal food. When you're talking about eating tons of white starches and flours and fried foods and processed sugars, all the junk foods, when you talk even down to just like she was talking about before, with what you're pouring into your body on a stress level. So harboring negative emotions, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, depression, all these things that cause you to be stressed, those things are helpful. Fuel disease as well, including fibroid tumor. So the reverse is how you destroy one, going hard, eating whole food, plant-based diet, not a vegan junk food diet, because you can be vegan and be completely unhealthy, because it's a lot of good vegan junk out there, and I eat it sometimes. But it's as a treat. It can't be every single day, but when you're talking about eating a whole food, plant-based diet, whole real plant foods, beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, lentils, sprouts, you know, fresh fruits, fresh nuts, fresh greens, green juices, you know, vegetable juices, not a whole bunch of ton of sugary juices either. I don't care if it's just orange juice. That's pouring a whole bunch of sugar in your body. So I'm juicing, and you drinking more sugar a day than somebody drinking two Cokes because you juicing. Yeah. So when even that can be detrimental to your health when overdone. So when you're juicing, you should be looking more at vegetable juices, green juices, and keeping your fruit juices very low, 4 to 8 ounces max a day. I don't even let my kids drink juice. If it's not vegetable juice, they might get it once a week or not even a fourth of a cup to mix with a green powder that I give them from the Forgotten Foods, which y'all check out their website. They have amazing products, just sidebar. But so the same way that you build a fibroid, is the reverse destroys it by completely. You absolutely can. And then there's herbal medicines too that you can take that are completely natural herbs that God gave us from the earth and you can take them in the form of tinctures and tonics and herbal infusions and things like that to help destroy those fibroids the same way you built it up. So this is one of my things I'm passionate about, because it's as women, you know, a lot of times our health issues are overlooked, especially by the Western male doctors. Like, oh, you got a fibroid, whatever. Oh, let's just snatch it out. Let's not talk about holistic ways that we can treat, because it's easier for them. I mean, it's a check for them to go in. You know, they can go make $5,000, $6,000 to go pull your womb out and make not much of anything to suggest to you to adopt a plant based diet. So
definitely, I want to hear Soleil's thoughts on this also, because just as you, TD, use this with your family and everybody, you know, definitely take.
Oh,
that's
see, that was Soleil talking. I haven't spoken yet.
Oh,
girl,
that is me.
Fibroids is an issue very close to my heart, because I have them, you know. And I remember when I first got diagnosed with fibroids, I remember that for a year prior to getting diagnosed, I had stopped eating all meats, and all I was eating was soy products. So a year of eating soy products, and all of a sudden I developed fibroids. And so, you know, my doctor obviously told me that, and at the time they weren't so large that he recommended any kind of a surgery. So I sought out some naturalist to see if I could get some help holistically. And at the time, I wasn't a practitioner myself, and so I reached out to Dr. Sunyata Amen. I don't know if you guys remember her. She used to be on the Michael Bazin show a lot as a special guest. But anyway, she said to me that soy produces estrogen, and estrogen loves fibroids, and estrogen actually makes fibroids grow. And I said, well, she said, so first you need to stop eating soy, period. And so I took soy out of my diet. She also said that fried foods produce estrogen. So I wasn't a really big fried food eater, but at that point, once she told me that, it was a wrap. I was like, I'm done with the fried foods. And, I mean, even now, very occasionally, but as a regular part of my diet, no. And then also she said to me that chicken, you know, people who eat chicken, and I wasn't eating chicken at the time, but she was just letting me know, you know, that chicken, you know, with all the hormones and stuff that they pump into the chickens, the way they're raised and harvested, that can also contribute to the growth of fibroids as well. My mother had fibroids, ended up with a hysterectomy. My grandmother had fibroids, ended up with a hysterectomy, and I was like, I don't want that to be me. So I was very serious about the changes that I made, you know, in my diet once I got diagnosed. And piggybacking on what Soleil said, there's a doctor, her name is Dr. Barbara Prokram out of Detroit, and she has been healing black women from fibroids for years. When my mother first got diagnosed, she did her research and found Dr. Prokram. And Dr. Prokram, you know, sent her all the information because we lived in the Bronx in New York City. And so she gave her the protocol to do. Now, unfortunately, my mother didn't follow the protocol. So as a result, she ended up, her fibroids were so big, she had five fibroids the size of grapefruits, each one. My mother looked like she was pregnant, and she's a slender woman. So it really showed. And she ended up going into early menopause, and it wasn't a good experience. It's not a good experience. And just like Soleil said, you know, they're snatching people's, you know, ovaries and doing all of this. But really, and in our community, in the African-American community, it is at alarming rates that the women are being given hysterectomies. I mean, I have had friends that have had partial. I've had people that have had, you know, whole. I've had women who want to have children, and they told them, okay, we'll do a partial. I can name on one hand, okay, the amount of women who were told they could get a partial, and they are now childless. They cannot have children.
You still can't have kids. I have my
because of the scar tissue. The scar tissue.
Yeah, because when I had my hysterectomy, they took out the because they said that they can do a embryolism or something like that where they freeze it,
mm-hmm.
where it's feeding the blood, and then they had so the one that I had was all vaginal, no cut on the scar, and they basically took everything vaginally, and they left the ovaries because they said that it, you know, you won't have to take hormones. Because if your ovaries are staying, so now instead of yanking everything out, they're keeping the ovaries in. But I mean, if you can go the holistic way, I just been suffering for so long, I just couldn't take it anymore. And and especially the VA, if you're a veteran, they quick to snatch your insides out quick, and they'll take everything out. So make sure you kind of read up to all of the stuff that you need to do, and try to find alternatives. Like I said, Soleil knows. I know she's about to jump off in a few, but Soleil, the last thing, like for you as a vegan, because I know you're about to leave in a few minutes. But some people get it mixed up. Like they say they're a vegan, but I mean, you tell me you're a vegan, but you like 300 pounds, and you're a vegan. I don't understand. Like, explain to me. I'm just saying. Hello.
Hello. Is she there? Soleil?
I think she jumped in. Soleil, you there? I don't know. She might have had jumped off.
No, can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, I know you had to jump off in a few, but I was saying that, explain to me, because
I heard you. Yeah, I can hear you. You couldn't hear me. I'm sorry. I was just saying, you can be an unhealthy vegan. So, you know, everybody that adopts a vegan lifestyle, some people adopt a lifestyle and don't really care about their health. They do it for animal rights, for animal welfare, or for the environmental impact of animal agriculture. But I think you should take advantage of all of the benefits of it and make it a whole food. I'm not against vegan junk per se, but I don't eat it daily. It's just like with a regular diet. You shouldn't be eating cupcakes and cookies and cakes and junk.
Right.
And even if you weren't a vegan, you shouldn't be eating that every day. So even as a vegan, just because it's a vegan product, you know, everybody is raving about Ben and Jerry's new vegan ice cream, but I mean, it's packed with a ton of sugar and fat, so it's still not healthy. It's not a health food. It's something to have it on a birthday. You know, if you just got to have something junk, you know, have it on. We eat too much crap anyway throughout the year, like it's our birthday every year when this stuff is supposed to be, you know, in moderation for a celebration, you know, not just every day I want to get up and have a vegan cupcake or the vegan soy fried chicken sandwich, like she's, you know, as you spoke about with the soy, because, yeah, the phytoestrogens can behave as, you know, as estrogen in the body. It's possible that they do. And I eat soy. I don't eat it daily. I don't eat it regularly. I don't have any problem with it. And fermented soy products, you know, are better and don't behave in the same way. But that's still something to limit as well. So, you know, some people, and I do say those products are okay to use. The vegan fake meats that are made with soy as a transition. So when I teach people how to transition, I say, you know, go ahead and use those. You know, don't discourage somebody from making the transition, and that may be what they need in order to transition when they don't know what to eat and how to cook, and they can just take some fake meat crumbles and make a taco with that as opposed to eating it packed with ground beef, so you're going to get no cholesterol and less fat. It's a transition. So I say use them as transition foods, and then slowly take those off the more you learn how to eat other things, or use them as a treat, but not as a regular part of your diet.
Definitely. And, you know, she's definitely giving a lot of good information. And make sure you check her out in D.C. She's going to be speaking out there. And, you know, Soleil, if you want to check her out, is Miss Soleil on Instagram. And she has a lot of good stuff to tell you. So you guys definitely check her out and keep up with what she's doing. And, you know, if you want to get more information from Soleil, how do they get in contact with you to get more information in your teachings?
They can definitely find me on social media. It's Mrs. Soleil on Instagram, MRSSOLE. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, my business pages are Devi Tribe Wellness, DEVI Tribe, TRIBE Wellness, and Dragon Academy of Martial Arts on Facebook as well. And so much information there that I post free tips regularly. You can get a ton of information off of those, as well as find out about, you know, upcoming workshops and classes at the school. And then my actual website is iamsole.com, iamsole.com.
Definitely. And it's working for her, because I'm telling you, she looks awesome. She looks awesome.
Oh, you are too sweet.
I have goals.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Soleil, for having me.
Okay, thank you all. I'm sorry to check off early. I got mommy
duties. I know.
I understand.
Okay, it was nice talking to you all.
Definitely.
You as well.
You too.
Definitely.
You too, Soleil.
Thank you so much. We just had a beautiful Soleil live in the building, giving us some of that information. And you two ladies are doing wonderful things in your areas also. I mean, being a holistic, you know, specialist, and, you know, the information that you guys have and just the training in general, what can people do at home? Our hip-hop community has so many different issues that we're facing. I mean, a lot of them are not taking care of, you know, their health. Like, I don't know if they're, like, scared or what it is, or they just don't have the time because they're torn to go and get checked out, because you have, you know, when the rotten and the decay, a lot of us that we looked up to, some of their teeth are rotten and decay because they don't take care of them, and that can lead to other issues, you know. And me and TD have talked about that on a side note. I want to know your thoughts on that, CG and TD.
Wow. Go ahead, Susie.
I think a lot of the situations, people don't realize how big of a part diet plays into your health. I know even at one point I would go to the gym and then get home and eat a cheesesteak, and I would think because I was exercising that I was doing my body just due. And I didn't realize until I started educating myself. And a lot of that comes in with research, you know, maybe coming in contact with somebody who knows, who decides to share the information with you and is willing to share the information with you. But without knowing, I continued to do the things that I thought I was doing correctly, but I was still doing my body harm. So, you know, with that, exercising, I mean, daily, there was a point where I was exercising 6 days a week, but eating horribly. Or then I would research all the foods that, you know, I was told was good for me, still didn't realize that, you know, my sugar intake was extremely, extremely high. What TD said about the soy, I was told recently about the soy, and then when I did my research, I didn't realize how much soy plays a big part in the everyday foods that we eat. You know,
it's so everything.
Soy was good for you, though.
It's the kind of soy. It's the kind of soy. It's the way it's processed. If you eat processed soy, which I was eating like a bat out of hell, I ended up developing fibroids a year later. You know, what Soleil was talking about, fermented soy is a much higher quality of soy. I don't really mess around with it because of the fibroids, but it's a much, much more higher quality than the processed soy. And soy is in everything. You would be amazed at the products. People don't take the time to read labels, you know what I mean? But if you read these labels, you would be shocked. And for those of you listening, if you have to read 10 ingredients on anything that you're eating, you probably shouldn't eat it. You really shouldn't, because it's loaded with chemicals and fake stuff, processed food, you know, and that's part of what's killing us. But go ahead, CG.
Now, and I think a lot of the complaints that I hear, when I hear people and they come to my class, my students, they say it's so expensive to eat healthy because they feel like it costs more to eat the right way. Because you can go get, you know, a quick dollar meal or something like that, whatever, at one of these fast food places and, you know, fill yourself up on horrible garbage. And I think that's a lot of the issue, too. People are, I think, looking for ways to get the amount of food for the amount of cost that they would pay for the bad food, for the processed, for, you know, the garbage food that we were putting into our bodies. And they just don't know. I didn't know. And I had to actually research and talk to people who had the knowledge. Like even being on this call now, you know, I'm exposed to a lot of information now. Some of it I knew, some of it I didn't. So it's just that exposure, I think, and I think us networking and talking to each other and educating each other, you know. One of the biggest things for me was the transition from what not to eat into what to eat, because I had those moments where I would break into my cheating and I'd say, okay, well, this is just one time this week, or then it became two times this week. So that was a battle that I faced as well until I got the willpower, you know, to do what I knew I needed to do.
It's interesting you're talking about that and the information and lack of knowledge. You were talking about the hip-hop community, and I don't think he would mind me sharing this, but a good friend of mine who he has his own record label, so he works with artists, and he is a childhood friend, and he said that 2 weeks before Cap died, he called him because my friend happens to be a vegan, and he said, listen, man, could you help me to change my diet? And my friend has been a vegan for over 20 years. And he actually became a vegan because he was having a lot of health problems. He's also a retired veteran. And he just had some injuries and things that happened to him while he was in service, in the armed services, that he wanted to heal his body from. And he said, quite frankly, the diet is what really changed his situation around. And so, like I said, they are friends. And 2 weeks before he passed, he said, you know, man, could you please help me, teach me how to eat, teach me this way of eating, you know, in veganism, you know, so that I could better my health. And the man died. After he died, I get this phone call from him. He's like, TD, I want to work with you. Let's get out here. Let's start a movement. Let's tell people what to do to change their life. I mean, he felt so bad, you know, about the fact that, you know, it was only 2 weeks. And then obviously in 2 weeks, believe it or not, I know this sounds crazy, in 2 weeks you can start to see results. That may sound crazy to some folks, but in 2 weeks, by changing just a few things, you can start your road unto recovery. But like I said, I don't know all of DJ Cap's medical conditions, you know, and as a practitioner, one of the things that I do, I have to get medical histories on the people that I service so that I can tell them what to do, because everybody's body's different. Listen, it's called, what we learned in our training is bio-individuality. So if you have a client that comes to you, you can't say, okay, this option is going to work for you, and then just put everybody in this cookie-cutter, you know what I mean, a cookie-cutter processing system, when your own physiology, you know, your biology is completely different one person to the other. Not even our fingerprints is the same. Not one person has the same set of fingerprints of all the billion of people in the world. So how can one way of eating and one modality fit everybody? Now, don't get me wrong, there are some basics, fruits, vegetables, you know, and a lot of water, and exercise is good for everybody across the board, but you have to tweak things, you know, depending on, you know, who you are. For example, my body cannot process gluten. My body cannot process dairy. And when I was making my transitions, I was very ill. I got into this business because of my own illness and having, quite frankly, people passing away around me. I mean, my best friend died in her very early 30s from stomach cancer. So those things affected me and said, you know what, and then I was having my own sicknesses as well. And I said, okay, something's got to change. But so, for example, on a vegan diet, you know, Soleil was talking about vegan junk food foods, and there's a lot of vegan junk food. And a matter of fact, I know a lot about gluten because of my own gluten sensitivity. There's a lot of gluten-free junk food out there also, because, you know, gluten-free is the buzzword now, too, in addition to veganism, you know.
Yeah,
oh, I'm gluten-free, I'm gluten-free. And people have no clue what that means, and a lot of folks are eating gluten-free junk food. My body can't even process some of the gluten-free junk food that's out there. So you have vegan food that's not gluten-free and that's not dairy-free. So could you imagine? So all my friends eating everything vegan, and I'm sitting there at the meal like, dang, I can't have that. I can't eat that. You know, so it is, it's a journey. It's a process. And just like CG said, you know, you have to educate yourself. You know, you have to actually become your own doctor these days, you know, because everyone is different. And, you know, even going back to what you were saying, CG, about the costs, and you find that a lot in your practice, right, that people are always saying that, because that's what I find too, the cost. But the thing is, if you want something bad enough, you'll find a way to make it happen. I know people who can't afford it, going on vacations, cruises, driving cars they can't afford.
Come on, get out of here.
I mean, every designer bag and shoe. And so, you know, you have to know where your priorities are. You know what I mean? I know plenty of people who are not wealthy, but their health is their wealth, and they make that their business. They're like, you know what? I'm not going to spend money on that, because that's not enriching my life. I'm going to spend money on this, on trying to get high quality foods in my life and in my body, you know, so that I can be around here. You know, there are a lot of options. There are a lot of urban gardens are picking up. You know that, you know, because we have a lot of food deserts across the country. You know, and people are getting into urban gardening. You can also, they have now things that you can, I don't know how to explain it, but they have these systems that you can put in your home. Even if you're in an apartment, you can grow your own food in your house.
Really? Yeah. You can.
Yes, I don't know all of the companies that offer that, but they do. They have these systems where you can grow your own vegetables in your home. So, you know, with a will, there's a way. You just have to want it bad enough. Because let me tell you something. My best friend died of cancer, and she showed me her hospital bills. Let me tell you, the money you're going to spend on eating better is far cheaper than what you're going to pay for cancer. She showed me those bills, and I never forget. She said, T, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills. $10,000, $15,000, $50,000. I mean, I couldn't believe the amount of money. About it, and then this was at the beginning of her stage of cancer. Within the first 2 months of her cancer diagnosis, her bill was already $75,000.
Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very true. That is a very
That's a, you know, a reality. And not to switch gears here, but you talked about hip-hop and health. I have been on tour. When you are on tour and on the road, you are not eating high-quality foods.
Yeah,
you are eating anything you can grab your hands on. Let's face it, you finish a show 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you know, in the morning. It's not like you're heading to Whole Foods to get some food. You're ordering Chinese. You're ordering whatever the hotel has. So hip-hop artists, because of the nature of the lifestyle, you're on the road. You're up late at night, you know, when your body should actually be resting. Let's just keep it real, folks. Your body needs to be resting in the middle of the night, but, you know, that's the world of entertainment. You know what I mean? You have to be up at night. You're performing. You're getting home late. You know, some people have the energy to stay up and cook, but I don't know too many. So, okay, I'm going to cook this healthy meal at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, most people are like, I'm done. I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
But see, the issue that we have is our lifestyle. We're all in that. The entrepreneur lifestyle is a 24/7 business.
That's not right. Like
a regular systematic, you know, 9-to-5. We're constantly moving, constantly moving. So we're grabbing. Sometimes we forget to eat breakfast and we forget to eat lunch and we grab something late at night. If you're taking a late flight, you're grabbing all kinds of junk, you know, to just put in your system. So you're not taking that time. You have to see, the thing is, your body, you got to train your body. It's just like brainwashing yourself to do something. You have to program yourself to do something. Like when I first went and started doing it, and I said, okay, now we have the whole fad thing where you go to the Dr. Gupta, you get the B12 shot, you take the pill, and yeah, but after that, and you don't have enough money to pay for that, $70, $80 and stuff, then you're back to the same thing, and you gain weight, you know? So you're up and down with your weight. But it is, majority of it is what you take in, because I noticed that I lost a whole bunch of weight with just cutting down your intake. Some people can just eat the same stuff they're doing, but if they cut it in half from what they're regularly eating and not that huge big portion, they're able to lose weight without using exercise. But also, like you stated before, TD and Soleil, everybody's metabolism is different and everybody's bone structure is different. Like a thick person that has this thick bone, their body is different, you know. A person can look at that person and say, oh, that person is obese, but her stomach is flat, but her thighs are too real big and her arms are real big, but she got a flat stomach. You understand what I'm saying? But they might consider it, and she got big arms. But, you know, you might see somebody that has a flat stomach, but all her stuff is toned and tight and everything like that, you know. But everybody can digest and do things differently. Like, if you take – I don't even eat a whole bunch of salt, but my ankles swell real bad. But they won't tell – they can't tell me what it is. So I have to personally start drinking, like – I drink apple cider vinegar, which is good for all you guys. If you got a backache, you can pour apple cider vinegar in the tub. It'll help with backaches and your arthritis too. Just, you know, soaking in there. Also, you can, you know, get turmeric for your arthritis. You can use that. And also drinking lemon water in the morning is a good thing.
Yes. No, it's, like I said, it goes back to CJ, you know, you as a fitness instructor, you know this already, but I'm going to say it to everyone out there listening. It's 80% diet, 20% exercise. You can lose weight by changing your diet. You could exercise till the cows come home and not lose a pound. But when you change your diet, the weight will come off. Now, we need to exercise because you need to sweat. You know, your lymph nodes need that to release toxins out of your body. But the reality is the food is the most important thing. I know people, oh, you know, I work out every day, da, 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 and I can't lose a pound. I can't lose a pound. It's not the working out, boo-boo. It's the food.
It's what you're eating.
And the thing is, for me, I suffer with hypothyroidism, which makes my metabolism and my weight go crazy up and down and all around. I mean, literally, I have to reel it in like a lasso, you know, like, okay, we got to snatch you back and eat. And I had no idea. It sounds funny, but I had no idea that gluten and dairy has wrecked havoc on my thyroid. I had no idea. I used to starve myself sometimes because I was just like, I cannot understand why my body is not doing what it needs to do. I wasn't like I said, I had cut out, you know, even with the fibroids, I had cut out, you know, fried foods. I wasn't eating crazy. So I'm like, how come I can't lose the weight? But gluten is in, just like soy, gluten is in almost everything. Okay.
Everything,
and people have no idea gluten is dead. Gluten is wheat. Anything that has wheat, rye, barley, and malt, and guess what? Soya sauce. All of that is gluten. Okay, and so those don't sound too harmful. Okay, those sound like some pretty healthy things that you could actually have in your diet, right? No, those things for somebody like me or anybody listening out there with hypothyroidism, gluten and dairy are not your friends. And so you could be thinking, boy, I eat this healthy diet, but how come I have all the symptoms? You know, because I had the symptoms and the doctor's like, you're okay, you're fine. You know, and this was going on for years until I had to just like beg them to send me to an endocrinologist to find out what was going on. And because, you know, it's all about the money, you know, we got to make money, you know, insurance companies don't send her to the endocrinologist because I don't want to pay for that, you know, but I got so desperate. I was like, I just bugged them until they finally let me go to one. And when she saw me, she's like, I know your blood level is normal, but I'm telling you, you have hypothyroidism. I said, I know. Your hair falls out. Your eyebrows get patches in them. If I eat something that has gluten and I'm unaware of it, in a week's time, I will get a patch in my eyebrow. That's how I know that I ate. I was like, what is this? What's going on? It's serious. So how many people out there that don't have this knowledge and don't have this information, they don't know why they're gaining weight. They don't know why they have chronic fatigue. They don't know why their hair is falling out, okay? Brain fog.
And it's also a chemical imbalance. But also those people that are listening, when you have hypo, because I have a friend that has it, and I mean, the hypothyroid isn't a joke because one of my friends had to go to the psych ward because you got to be on medication to control it. It's real bad. Hypothyroid.
Yeah, I'm on medication right now, and I eat pretty well, but I still have to take the medicine to keep it under control.
Yeah.
Now, CG, you go on ahead, girl. I've been chatting away.
No. Because let me say, I'm listening, and I'm also taking heed because everything you're saying is hitting, you know, close to home. And you spoke on the 80% diet, 20% exercise. That goes to what I was saying about how I used to work out, you know, 5 or 6 days a week and go home and eat a cheesesteak and was wondering why I couldn't lose weight. And it wasn't until I started watching what I ate. And it wasn't until I started researching and getting into that and understanding, oh, I can't have that. I have to decrease my sodium. I have to. Sugar was my biggest thing. Like, if anybody could take anything else away from me but fruity drinks, like, that was my thing. And I would even wake up in the middle of the night once I started getting on the healthy path and saying, oh, I can't. I can no longer have a Snickers. Not realizing that I've already gone over my sugar, and that sugar I can't have either at this moment, you know. So it's just, I enjoy hearing other people's stories and then how you overcome that, because the biggest thing for me was, like you said, the transition of, oh, well, I can no longer have that. But you've had encounters with health where, you know, those brought you to the realization, of, okay, I can no longer have that. I spoke with a woman who she one day woke up and had a stomach ache and went and found out that she had stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
My God.
It was to the point where she's never had any serious ailments, you know, if she did feel under the weather, it was just a, you know, common cold or so on. So to go, she's 53 years old, to go through 53 years of age, and then you have a stomach ache and you find out that you're stage 4. And she said she had no signs that led up to it. And some of the things that the doctor was telling her, you know, one of the things that she did every day of her life, she microwaved something every day and consumed that microwaved food. And the doctor explained to her that we don't even realize the things that we're trained to do daily are killing us with these microwaved, you know, foods.
Because a lot of people don't cook no more.
Yeah.
That is exactly what you said. One of the biggest transitions for everybody, because we live in a quote unquote microwave society. Everybody wants everything quick and fast, and that's in every area of their life. I'm not just talking about food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That goes from food to relationships to careers to money to, I mean, just everything. Everybody wants everything instantaneously. And it has affected our entire and our entire lives. And so when it comes to transitioning, it takes patience. It takes dedication. You know, you said willpower. It takes willpower, you know, in order to make these changes. When I made these changes, I had to start cooking more, okay? And I'm Jamaican by, you know, birth. I was born there.
Mm-hmm.
My family's from there. And, you know, that kind of cooking, those are hours and hours and hours of cooking, okay?
Exactly.
And so, hours, okay? And so I'm having to, and that's the only food that I knew how to make, you know? And so I had to transition to, like, okay, you know, let me make my smoothies. I do eat a lot of, drink a lot of smoothies, juice. I also, you know, have salads. And learning a lot more recipes because, I transitioned, I went from just cutting out the things that would affect my fibroids to when I met this doctor, I got so sick to the point where, I mean, my body was shutting down. This was some years back, and this doctor, he put me on a paleo diet. And so I transitioned from just, like, whatever I was doing on my own to paleo, which paleo is mostly animal flesh and just fruits and not a whole lot of fruits, but, you know, a lot of vegetables, you know, a lot of vegetables
uh-huh.
and a lot of protein, but in this case, animal protein. And then in the last year or so, I transitioned from that to vegan, vegetarianism, raw food. And like I said, I tried to be this vegan, and then I started gaining weight, and I'm like, how can I'm gaining weight? And I'm like, oh, my God, all this vegan food has gluten in it. You know what I mean? And so, like I was telling you, even though people want to go vegan, they think it's the greatest thing, but it's every vegan food is not made equally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's loaded with gluten and you have hypothyroidism, you are in trouble. You're really setting yourself up for a big crash, and that's what happened to me. And so now I'm transitioning to some vegan foods that don't have any, and it, of course they don't have dairy, but without gluten, which, you know, gluten sneaks in everywhere. So you got to be like a food detective to try to figure out what you're going to eat. But like you said, CG, it's a transition. It's the dedication. It's the willpower to say, you know what, I got to do what I got to do. And sometimes it takes a health crisis, you know, to get to that point. And unfortunately, you know, we want to, people who are in holistic health care, people like Soleil, people like CJ, we want to get to people before they get to that point.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the thing about it is also that change comes by willing or by force. And sometimes people need drastic situations to happen. And we pray that that doesn't happen to you out there. But we're trying to go for more of prevention, trying to prevent things that you can do at home by changing your diet, by looking and researching and searching for the know. Pharmaceutical industry makes billions of dollars off of selling you drugs. They want to drug you up. They want you to be a zombie. Don't do it anymore. Get off of the drugs and heal yourself from inside and out. And this is what we're talking about in our community. They've trained their community on how to be healthy, and they've researched this stuff. The thing about it is all this whole food, all the stuff that they were talking about, we were eating that before. We were growing that stuff. We were eating that stuff. If you look at our parents and back in the day, we were eating that stuff. as we progressed and as we evolved in society is when we started living in this microwavable life. Even the microwavable meals we had back then were actually really cooked meals. It's transition because they want to put preservatives and all this stuff to make it last longer. All these chemicals they're putting in there is causing us to gain weight. The children are overdeveloped. More cancer. When I was growing up, cancer was there, but it wasn't as bad. In most countries, it wasn't that much cancer. As we slowly grown and the government's been involved in like a lot of the food and everything like that, more and more people, especially in our community, have you seen the rise of cancer, the rise of diabetes? Type 1 diabetes is usually diagnosed with children and young adults, and most of the time that's juvenile diabetes. And the thing about it is a lot of people get the misconception because you're big or this, that, and the third, that's the reason why you have diabetes. No, I have a friend that is smaller than me, and she has diabetes and high blood pressure, and I don't. It's because of your sugars. Is you can't break down the sugars and the starches, and you can go into a diabetic coma. So if you know somebody, and I was actually on the train, and this lady, she was having like fits, and I was like, "You have diabetes?" She said, "Yes," and she was like, "I said I'm gonna go get you a candy bar. You have any sugar? You don't have to give them a whole bunch of sugar, but just enough to bring their sugar level up, because they can go into a coma." You know, a diabetic coma, and I've had people to go ahead.
I was just going to say I know about that personally. I have two first cousins. They're much younger than me, but at 12, one of my cousins, she went into a diabetic coma, and she was in the coma for almost 7 days. We didn't think she was going to come out. And the other one went in a diabetic coma and almost about the same time, and they were born with it, type 1 diabetes, but it's very serious. It will take – diabetes, folks, will take you out of here. You know, Doug Banks had type 2 diabetes, but, you know, I heard Tom Joyner say on his show, you know, that he didn't take that seriously. I mean, he said everything in his life came pretty easy, and so when it came to diabetes – these are not my words. This is Tom Joyner was saying that, you know – he kind of was nonchalant about his diabetes, having no clue how much it was damaging his bodies, and it ended up affecting his kidneys. And unfortunately, he's no longer here. He just passed some days ago, and it's very serious. It's nothing to play around with, and people need to be aware. So many people are out here that are pre-diabetic. Okay. At one point, I was pre-diabetic and did not know it. And there are millions of people out here who are pre-diabetic and do not know it. I heard an advertisement on the radio the other day that said, do you know if you're pre-diabetic? There's a website, I guess. I want to say, do you know if you're pre-diabetic.com? Or just type in, you know, pre-diabetic test. And test yourself to see if you're pre-diabetic, because a lot of these people are walking around and then, boom, they hit a certain age in life or just, you know, it just creeps up. You go to the doctor, you have diabetes, and you've been walking around pre-diabetic for decades or even, you know, it's happening to everybody now. They said by the year 2015, 2050, one in three people will have diabetes, one in three. So the three of us are on this call right now. One of us will be diabetic in the year 2050.
Wow. That's crazy. And
those of you who don't know about diabetes, you can lose your eyesight. You can lose your limbs. It starts to affect every organ of your body, your liver, your kidneys, your pancreas. It is vicious. It is vicious. Just a quick story. My great-grandmother, who raised my mom, she was going in for surgery for diabetes. She had got diabetes. It got gangrene, you know, in her leg, and so they were going to amputate her leg. And my great-grandmother, from what I was told, was a very independent woman. She ended up having cardiac arrest the morning of the surgery. And my mother said, because they were going to cut off her leg, and from diabetes. And she said that she thinks that my grandmother was so, you know, so scared and so nervous about feeling, I guess, her independence would be gone. She checked out of here right the day of her surgery.
Wow.
So, folks, this is real. You will lose your limbs. You will lose your eyesight. A good friend of mine, he said one day he woke up and he couldn't see. He couldn't see.
Yeah, diabetes is no joke.
Went to the doctor, found out he was diabetic.
Yeah, and that,
I had this lady, she... Go ahead, CG.
And I was just saying that that's scary, too, because like people are going from no illnesses to just finding out these major life-changing diseases and disorders that they're coming, and you don't even realize that this is what's happening. That's scary to just come and you're losing, like you said, eyesight. Wow.
These parasites are just living in our body, and we're not aware of it because we're not in the know. We're living these systematic lives, and we're not checking on what's going on inside of us. And, you know, you can catch it early. Type 2, you can regulate that with your diet. Regulating your diet will not lead you into being type 1. You never want to be type 1 because I had to inject, at 10 years old, I had to inject my grandmother with insulin shots, and it was not pretty. And, you know, she died of diabetes. And you can't heal properly. If you get a cut and you're diabetic, you're going to bleed. You're not going to heal like a normal person because your immune system is not going to fight back because it's already breaking down because of the diabetes. So, people, I implore you, I implore you to definitely, you know.
Smell it. You love it, Emmanuel.
I don't know where that just came from, but I definitely implore you guys to definitely, you know, check on, you know, yourself, whether it's breast exams, checking yourself, go to the doctor. Even if you don't have insurance, they have clinics, they have different things. We just live in fear. It's like, we don't want to hear the results. Or it's just we just going to keep living life without knowing what's going on with our bodies. And we need to be, you know, checking on our children also, because you have a lot of parents that don't go to the checkups and their kids are, you know, having rotten teeth. And they're like, oh, what happened to my kid? Why is their teeth like that? But you're buying them $200 shoes, but you're not checking on their well-being and their health-wise or hygiene. And that's the issue that we have and that faces our community in America. And people, we have to be aware of what's going on in our bodies and what they're giving us. Also, like with food, some of this outside food, try to cook more in your house. This outside food is not healthy. Some of these, how do they call it, roach coaches that they call you, going to some of these stands, you don't know what they're doing back there. You know, you got salmonella, you know, cross-contamination. You got all kinds of things. You have to be aware of what you're consuming and what you're taking in your body. And these wonderful ladies are giving a lot of information. What can we do at home? That's the question that I ask you, ladies. What we, as a people, what can we do at home? How do we have a solution for this? What do we need to do? CG and TG, TD.
Yeah, honestly, education is the first step. If you're not educated on what you need to eat, what you can't eat, if you don't know your own particular body, because I can look up as many websites as I want, you know, but if I have things that I can't consume, you know, then I'm defeating the whole purpose of trying to go into this whole healthy lifestyle. So educating yourself, knowing your body, preparing yourself that it's not going to be, you know, a cheap route, understanding that, you know, you might need to, you know, take some of the funds that you're putting in certain areas that you don't need to put it into and invest in. This is an investment. Your body, your life, this is an investment into yourself. And we spend more on less. So I think that's one of the biggest things that we've got to mentally, you know, grasp that, you know, it's not a super expensive, but it's not a cheap, you know, lifestyle also. And then understanding that you can't exercise and go to spin class and go to Zumba and go to whatever class you want to go to and expect your results. And it's not, and then the result is not just weight loss. You know, because you can be 110 pounds and be unhealthy. You know, I know someone who is, what, 105 pounds wet, and she's winded when she climbs a flight of steps. She's unhealthy. So she's not eating well, you know, so that's the thing. Like, just, I think the main thing is education. And from that, once you do educate yourself with doing all the research and understanding and networking, speaking to people, you know, like TD and Soleil and then yourself, Lush, who had these encounters and these experiences and understand exactly maybe the way that you need to go or the route you need to take or maybe the type of doctor you need to talk to, having these type of conversations and those people who have the knowledge openly sharing it, you know, amongst your friends and family, you know, then once you get that, once you get into the life, because the hardest thing that I've ever had to face was trying to convince someone what's healthy for them, you know, because if your mind is not mentally there, you're not going to do it. So I think, you know, research, education, you know, understanding, and then just, you know, executing it. It's a process. It's going to take some time. But the transition of everything is probably the harder part. Once you get into it and once you get through that one period of where you're fighting, your body is resisting and wanting to go back to the old ways, once you get through that period, the feeling, like I said earlier, I can't explain that feeling that you just feel free, you feel light, you feel like you're doing something right, and it comes natural after that. So, you know, that's my advice.
Definitely. TD.
And TD, wow, it's I resonate with everything that CG said because it really is a mind, body, and soul experience. You have to be at the place where I'm ready for a change. I don't want to live the way I was living anymore because I see that it's not beneficial, you know. And so first making a decision that you want to change, that you want a difference, and then educating yourself, going on the internet, researching, finding, go to your doctor and get your medical report. Get a breakdown of what's going on in your body, you know, and see, you know, what's your blood pressure, you know, what is your, you know, vitamin D, you know, what's your vitamin D level, which is huge. We could do a whole show on that alone, particularly in the Black community. You know,
what is up
and
because I'm vitamin D deficient.
Oh, we'll be on the phone. We'll be on this show all night.
We're going to do another show.
But I'll just say
show.
A quick thing. I'll just say quickly. Most Black people, we don't get enough vitamin D. Vitamin D affects every organ of your body. The amount of vitamin D that they try to recommend people from the, you know, the general standard American recommendation is not enough, particularly because, remember, for us as Black people, the sun takes a longer time to get in our system, and which produces the vitamin D, vitamin D3. So if you want to help yourself, get outside, walk around for about a half hour. You know, now that it's summertime, we could strip down a little bit, you know, a T-shirt, some shorts. Just get out there and walk in the sun. Don't even put on any sunscreen or anything. Just a quick funny story. I was when I was in nutrition school, one of my colleagues, Caucasian colleague, said to me, you know what, TD, your people don't get enough sun. I'm like, what do you mean? She says the rate of deficiency of vitamin D in your community is outrageous. It's like, really? So she says you got to get out there and get that sun and get that vitamin D3 in your system. And I never forgot her saying that to me. I'm making fun of the way because she had a funny way of talking, but it's really true. You know, we are extremely deficient in vitamin D3. So go out there, find yourself a high-quality vitamin D3 and get that in. But we can do a whole other show about that. Another recommendation that I would say, you've got to drink water. Water, 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 water. People always say, well, TD, I love your skin. What do? I drink water. You know, thank God for my mama. Hey, Mom, thank you. Because she never let us drink juice as kids. We were constantly forced to drink water. And now as an adult, I drink water all the time. And that's why my skin, you know, thank God, you know, is in pretty good condition. And I train my children to do the same thing. Tons of water. Number two, greens. We've got to get greens in our body. And I'm not talking about – I love collard greens too, but I'm not talking about the collard greens that are cooking for hours, sitting in the fat back, and whatever, even the you know, people, oh, let me improve. Let me get some smoked turkey wings and put in there. The smoked turkey wings are killing you off too, folks, okay? The smoked turkey wings are made with that nitrate, you know, all of those, you know, all the stuff that you use to smoke. Smoke foods actually are carcinogenic. Carcinogenic means cancer-causing. So for those of you listening, let's just try making some collard greens without all of that stuff. And a matter of fact, when I say eat greens, I'm talking about raw, uncooked greens. Why? Because once you cook any food, you kill the nutrients. So you can say, oh, I'm eating broccoli, or I'm eating spinach, or I'm eating, you know, kale. But if you're cooking it, you're killing it. So, one, the water, two, the greens, and I would say cut back on the processed foods. If you can cut it out, which is virtually impossible living in the United States of America, but if you can cut down on processed foods, that would be a big help because it's fake food. It's not real food. And what happens is those people out there that intake high incidences of every day, their diet is full of processed food, you always feel hungry because only real food nourishes the body. Only real food nourishes your cells and your organs. So you eat that food and you'll say, man, I'm still hungry, the potato chip or the cookie, and you can't get enough. Why? Because your body will never get full off of that because it's not real food. It doesn't feed any of your cells to you know, and there's no nutrients going anywhere. So you are going to constantly feel hungry. And those of you out there who think, oh, this lifestyle costs so much, think about it. The more real food you eat, actually the less food you will eat. Because if you eat real food, you feel full. When you eat fake food, you feel hungry because your nutrients aren't being nourished. So the water, the greens, uncooked if you can, as much as possible. What was the next one? I said water, greens, and processed, cut down on the processed foods. And I would say, lastly, if you are going to eat meat, chicken, fish, get the highest quality that you can. Grass-fed beef, chicken without hormones, you know, organic chicken and turkey. And fish, I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I'm terrified of fish right now. I know a lot about that. You all can go out there and eat all the fish you want. But all the things that are going on in the production of fish, all this farm-raised fish, you have no idea how many chemicals are going into the food, and particularly seafood today. So I would be really, really careful with seafood. If you have to have it, try to get wild-caught salmon or any kind of wild-caught fish. Stay away from farm-raised. It has GMOs in there. Some of these fish are being found with cancer tumors in them. Hello?
Wow.
Guess what they do? The person at the fish shop swipes that stuff off, and they turn around and sell it to you. Oh, let's just cut off the tumor here. Let's, you know, slice it off over here. And they make it look pretty, and they sell it to you. So I would just say, folks, those are the things that I would recommend as a start. And then do your investigation. Get your medical report. See what your body needs. See what your body is lacking. But you got to put the work in. It's not an overnight process either. It's a journey. I shared with you all the changes today that I have been going through from the beginning of my journey and even now tweaking things here and there. So, you know, you have to love you. And loving yourself is giving your body the best thing that it needs. We want everybody else to love us, but we have to start with loving ourselves and feeding your body what it needs. And feeding your mind. Your mind is also important, what you feed your mind, you know, calmness, stillness, getting rid of the negativity and the bitterness and the anger and the resentment, and loving you will create that, the greatest wellness you can ever have in your life.
Yeah, definitely. And tonight we brought you Wellness and Hip Hop, and we'll have more. We're going to be bringing back Street Queens, the movement. She's going to be in there, and we're going to definitely be bringing more panelists on there each and every Thursday to just touch on different topics that affect our community and women in general and just empowering people in a whole. And I want to thank both of you ladies for coming on, sharing your wealth of knowledge for the people, by the people, And we want you guys to give out your social media so people can contact you and get more information of what you know and how to go about, you know, living that healthy life.
Okay. CG, you want to go first?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they can find me on Facebook at CG, it's spelled C-I-J-I, and my last name is Carr, C-A-R-R, hyphen McManus, and that's my Facebook. My Instagram is at CG, C-I-J-I, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, it's at CG Michelle, and the company is called Charged Up, and they can find me at www.thechargedupTour.com for dates of our upcoming tour, going around Jersey, Philly, Delaware, and PA, and just doing our fitness nightclub. And I'll actually, Lush, I'll send you some more information on, you know, when I come to your area, because I would like to meet, you know, all of you ladies. I really would like to meet all of you. So.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely. Well, that's going to be a good one. Go ahead, TD.
Yeah. Yes, I'm TD Loving of the radio show Fresh Start Focus, the health and wellness radio show. If you want to connect with me on Instagram, I am at Fresh Start Focus. Twitter, you'll find me under Fresh Start Focus. Facebook, I have a Fresh Start Focus page. I also have a private group if you're interested. I do wellness challenges, whether it be through food and nutrition and also exercise on my page. I have about over 100 people in this group, and it's a great support system. But if you friend me or you if you like the Fresh Start Focus page and send me a message, I can add you to that group. And I also have a website, www.freshstartfocus.com. I come on also every Saturday at 10 a.m. on TuneIn. TuneIn Radio, WGIV, The Soul of Charlotte. The show airs every Saturday at 10 a.m., so I have a lot of health experts that come on. I can't get that word right. And they come on the show and share their wealth of knowledge, and I share my information with you all as well. And thanks for having us.
Definitely. Oh, it's a pleasure and honor to have you beautiful ladies on the show. And, you know, this is Lush Radio Online, and, you know, we always do it for the people, by the people, because we are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online, make sure you check us out at www.lushradioonline.com, Facebook, Lush Radio Online, Twitter, and Instagram, Lush Radio Online. You can check us out on TuneIn and Speaker, and you can log on to the website and click to listen, okay? And, you know, it was just a pleasure, and we love you, and keep strong. And, you know it's a challenge, and it doesn't happen overnight. And life might throw you a curveball, but remember, you're in charge of the direction it goes. So this is Lush Radio Online. Thank you, ladies, and we're out of here. And, you know, we keep going on and on. Erykah Badu, live in the building. Lush Radio Online, we out of here. On and on, out.